Award-winning eye care professionals, I got it. Innovative and iconic brand, I got it. Tune into today's podcast as we dive deep into some of the best eye care professionals in the world. Let's go.
This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Today, I'm super excited because I am with some friends and some colleagues that have really changed the game. Not only do they win awards, but they make an impact inside and outside the exam lane. Today, we get to dive deep into my friends from the lovely company, Transition Opticals. And we're going to talk about innovation awards, and we're going to talk about how they got there and talk about some of the impact. And you know, we got to include a little bit of style in there as well. But before we get started, let's talk to our guests. Let's learn a little bit more about them. And first up, we have the amazing Rose Harris. Rose, how are you doing today?
Hi, Dr. Glover. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
I'm super excited to have you here. And for those that may be living under a rock that are not familiar with the amazing brand of Transitions Optical, if you don't mind maybe sharing your background and how you got into the organization as well, because I've known you for quite a bit of time. I remember meeting you for the first time when I was the first cohort for the Transitions Change Agents. And I just remember just having great conversation with you. It was one of those impactful conversations that really drew me into this amazing brand known as Transitions Optical. So maybe if you don't mind sharing a bit about your background and what you do within the organization as well.
Okay. Well, I never intended to get into the optical business, so it happened a little by accident, but I fell in love with it once I came in. I actually had worked for the Home Shopping Network in marketing there, and heard about this new startup company called Transitions, who was looking for people to help with marketing. So basically have been there since the beginning and saw the company grow from nothing, you know, very startup to the big brand that it is now, and through what 8 technology improvements along the way, launches of new products. So it's been a really, really fun ride.
Yeah. You know, when I think about Transitions, I always think about, you know, other big iconic brands, but innovators just in the world. You know, I put Transitions up there with your Apples and your Microsofts because they really are all about technology. And I know it's pretty cool to be on the marketing and branding side because you get to brand and market something that is just iconic and that changes lives day in and day out. So super excited to have you on the podcast today and can't wait to dive a little deeper about the awards. And I also want to give you a special shout out because recently you received another award, right?
Yes, the Vision Monday recognition of the influential women in eye care. So I was recognized in the innovator category. So that was quite an honor. Very exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. Amazing year. And I know you took on a new role this year as well. So you've truly been blessed this year with all types of great awards, but it's because of the impact that you make, Rose. There's no doubt about it. Anyone that sits down and has a conversation with you, they know that your heart's in a good place and they know that you're going to always push that brand forward, but most importantly, push eye care forward. So thank you so much. Next up, we got my colleague, my friend, Dr. Jen Chen. Dr. Jen, what's going on?
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. I'm Dr. Jen Chen. I'll give a little background on me. Yeah. I am a second generation optometrist and I live in San Diego, California. I have been wearing Transitions for as long as I can remember, probably from generation one, like when I was a little kid getting called four eyes, like I was the one wearing Transition lenses ever since then. So I absolutely love the brand. I'm a huge advocate for it. And I love showcasing the portfolio to my patients as well as my friends and my followers.
I love it. I love it. And that's the key, right? This is why you've been so successful and why you are a winner is because you practice what you preach, right? You're not just out here telling patients about a product or about a brand, just to increase your margins or your bottom line. You're telling them about something that's going to elevate their lifestyle, accommodate their lifestyle, and take it to the next level. I've had the opportunity to know Jen for quite a bit of time. And when I think about, you know, folks that wear amazing eyewear and have the right lens technology to accompany that, you're definitely top of the list in my eyes. So thank you for always looking fly and fresh, but most importantly, preaching the gospel to all our patients out there, but also our colleagues as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Camellia, it's your turn. You're up. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and where you're from and what you represent and what you do, my friend.
So I'm a district manager for New Look Eyewear in Montreal. And so I'm an optician for more than 12 years now. And I've been working with New Look during the 7 years now. And I've been working with Transition as well during this time. So I've been working with Transition since 2016. Transition for me is a lifestyle. So I have it in every pair of glasses that I own. And because I'm a manager, I need to spread with my team the Transition love too.
I love it. I love it. And I must say, your eyewear is amazing. It is fantastic. I don't know if I can rock the heart look, but you know what? I don't mind being a trendsetter and being a little different. So maybe I might need to get some of those myself, right? But let's kind of jump into the mix. You know, when it comes to the awards, I love to learn a little bit more about it. And I think, Rose, you might be able to really, you know, navigate this conversation. If you don't mind maybe sharing a little bit about the background, and let's just kind of build from there, if you don't mind, Rose.
The Innovation Awards, they go way back. We started back around 1995, recognizing some of the people in the industry that we saw out there doing great things for their patients or just innovation in the industry itself. So we officially, though, in 2010, started the name of the awards to the Innovation Awards. And we just see so many of our customers or partners or eye care professionals doing amazing things out there. And we wanted to bring recognition and hold them up as examples to other eye care professionals, provide some inspiration, and also to thank them for everything that they're doing to bring great patient care to the industry.
I love it. So tell me this, let's break this down a little more detail. Can anyone in the world actually apply to be a part of these awards? How does that work?
Well, actually in the US and Canada, we have our version of the award. So anyone in Canada and US can apply for one of five different awards that we give. So there's the Transitions Healthy Sight Ambassador. Okay. And then we also recognize things for people who are doing exceptional things in training, for example, in education or and we recognize one practice from the U.S. and from Canada every year for being the best eye care practice. But the other regions do their own recognitions. And in fact, they all share the stage at our big annual event that we have, Transitions Academy, where all the winners are announced and the recognitions from around the world are given.
I love it. And for those that have never attended a Transitions Academy, please put it on your bucket list. Matter of fact, do it earlier in your career. Because the thing about Transitions Academy is, yes, we recognize all our stars, but the caliber of the speakers that help you more personally and also professionally, it's just unmatched. And the networking opportunity that you have is unmatched. And most importantly, you get to learn about the new innovation and the technology that Transitions brings to the market. It is definitely, hands down, my favorite place to go every single year rub elbows with some of the best people in the world, but most importantly, to see Rose smile as well. You know, so it's just a fantastic day to be. Now, Rose, while I have you on this call, I gotta take full advantage of this because you've been in the game for a while, clearly, right? And by the way, my mom, she watches Home Shopping Network all the time, and she's forever ordering things. So
I haven't had anything to do with it in a long time, but when it was a startup, it was pretty exciting, yes.
Yeah, she loves that channel. She's always showing me something, saying, do you need this? I'm like, well, I don't have any need for that. Stop sending me this stuff. But Rose, check it out. I would love to learn, what was your most impactful moment at Transitions Academy, because every year I go, I just, it's like that it's a new impactful moment that surpasses the previous one. So with you being at so many, I would love to just know that most impactful moment that you experienced at Transitions Academy.
Well, I mean, I think the caliber of the keynote speakers, so many that I can remember, but we had a bucket list speaker. Oh gosh, I'm on the spot now. I can't remember his name, but he really made you think, what are the things that you want to do before you die? And what are you doing to get there? And, I ended up getting his book and making a lot of decisions in my life. And I'm still following that and going places and doing things that I was dreaming of. So I think personally, that made a big impact on me. But I have to say that the Innovation Awards is what I get the most excited about, because it's, it's people like Dr. Chen, Camellia that are up there and, seeing their passion for what they do. It's so inspiring. And I mean, it just lifts us all up in our company. Like we walk away so inspired by what they've accomplished and knowing them personally too, feeling so proud.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a great segue, because we do have two award winners on the show this evening. Yes. Dr. Chen and Camellia. And I would love to learn a little bit more about your journey to being these rock stars that you are in eye care, right? So maybe if you don't mind, and Dr. Chen, we can start off with you just, telling us about the award that you won, and maybe kind of walk us through the process of what it looked like to get there.
Yeah, so I won the Brand Ambassador Award, which is now technically the Healthy Side Ambassador Award. And the whole process behind it is just basically finding like a goal of what you want to do. So like for me, it was about showcasing that Transitions is a lifestyle brand, like we had already mentioned, and showcasing that it can be young, fun, and hip, especially for people my age and my demographic. So especially in my practice, I have age range of like 20 to 55 is like a majority of my patients. So that was something that was huge for me, is showcasing this brand in a different light to them, because a lot of them are familiar with what the product is and what the technology is, but they've only seen it on their parents or grandparents. And that was a huge thing for me, is like, okay, well, you can wear it when you're at the beach, you can wear it when you're hiking, you can even wear it to a wedding, you can wear it when you're at work, at the gym, whatever you're doing, this is going to help protect your eyes. So that was one of my big goals. And using my platform of social media was the best way for me to get the information and showcasing everything out to people as well as to my patients. So
I love it. And you do a fantastic job on social media as well. There's fantastic content. And of course, the eyewear is always fabulous. I look to see what you're wearing every single day and what type of content you're going to put out. So continue the great work on that end. And I think it's important to, serve as an ambassador, right? We can push our profession forward, but it's up to us, right? We have to practice what we preach. If we wear a certain style frame for a reason, or if we wear or use a certain style lens technology, we have to be able to tell the story. We have to understand the brand. And the one thing that I love about Transitions is that they help you tell the story. Again, Transitions Academy, they really break it down from top to bottom, and they really help you to be able to navigate that doctor-patient relationship, that optician-patient relationship. That way you can always help patients elevate whatever they're doing day in and day out. Tell me about the journey to get there. Was it difficult to apply, or what did that look like in general?
It wasn't difficult to apply in the sense of like anybody for the most part can do it, but it is a little bit of a lengthy process. So it's not just like you have to look at one period of time, it's an entire year. So you have to kind of plan for it. So let's say if you're planning to go for next year, you have to kind of like start planning now so that you can kind of execute your goals in 2024. So they want to look at like, okay, what is, what impact did you actually make? And what were the things that you actually, the steps that you actually took to, gain, following or gain traction or educate people, gain more sales, whatever your goals may be. So it's a little bit about planning and understanding like how you can impact the community with whatever goal you have in mind.
I love that. And, when I hear all of that, I mean, you win all around, because the more education, the more knowledge, the more impact you make, the the more patients that are going to come into your practice. And at the end of the day, it will increase your margins, right? So you win all around when it comes to these awards. Now, Camille, you gotta talk to me about your award, right? Kind of do the same thing. Walk me through the process. You know, what did you win and what was the process like for you as well?
Okay, so I won the Healthy Site Ambassador for 2022. At first, what inspired me to submit was that, in fact, I wanted to share with others. So I wanted to give motivation also to my colleague that if we put some efforts in a product that we really believe in, we can find recognition. So I wanted them to be motivated to promote the product and to believe in the product also. So that was my first idea when I submit. And it was really easy. In fact, as Dr. Chin says, that we need to plan all the year long. So if I have a tip to give to someone who wants to submit, I would say to not hesitate to mention all the small action that you have done during all the year. So what matters is to plant the seed about the product as much as you can and to remind the others to do the same. In short, all action count. So you need to count all action, even if they seem to be small. If you plant a seed during the year, it's a good action to help to promote the product and to talk about it as well.
I love it. So the million-dollar question is, I mean, you both are winners, right? My question for you is, when you got this award, what frames were you wearing and what transition lens technology were you wearing? I want to know everything from the color, whether it's extra active, whether it was style, mirror, whatever it was. Let's break it down because you two ladies have too much swag, too much style not to have this conversation. So, Camille, let's start with you, if you don't mind sharing what you were wearing that day.
I guess you know. You already know which glasses I was wearing that day. So this is exactly the pink heart-shaped frame that I wear that day. And in fact, the frame is photochromic, so it's going to change color with the sun, under the sun. And same as my lenses, I wear the extractive gray polarized lenses inside. So this way, I wanted to emphasize the shape of my frame and the color, the gray color is going to complement my frame this way.
I love it. You know, the extra active is my personal favorite when it comes to transitions. I always say this. I probably said this a million times on a podcast. I like the extra active because of that mild tint on the lens. It just makes your frame pop. I mean, right now I'm wearing Transitions Extra Active Brown, right? And it really complements that tortoise. And the mid tint with the extra active is phenomenal. It adds so much style, so much flair, so much flavor. I always get tons of comments. I was actually out in Vegas this past weekend and I'm always wearing these and some of my other glasses, and folks were like, man, you didn't bring any sunglasses with you. It's hot out here. It's a lot of sun. And I was like, just wait. And I walk outside and they see that they're tinted and their mind is blown, right? But with that being said, there's a lot of work for us to do. You know, if my closest colleagues, my best friend didn't realize that transitions technology is advanced in this next level, I'm not doing my job. But how many of our other colleagues out there are not doing the same? We all got to step it up and be ambassadors for eye care, but also the amazing lens technology that's out there. Now, I got one more question for you. When you won that award, if you could say maybe one word to describe that feeling, what would that one word be?
Fashionable.
Ooh, I love it. And you are, my friend, definitely fashionable. No doubt about that.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Chin, you gotta talk to me. What were you wearing? And talk to me about the lens technology as well.
Yeah, so I was wearing this white suit dress. And so I had a pair of white Etnia Barcelona frames that I had styled with the signature Gen 8 in emerald. So they have the green color tint when they activate in the sun. And I just chose it because it was a white frame and because it matched my dress. So I loved it. But I styled it with the emerald to begin with because I wanted a little pop of color. And it was my first pair of emeralds. So I absolutely loved it. But yeah.
I love it. I love it. Again, a fashionista. Question for you. What's your one word that would describe that feeling that you got when you received that award?
Energetic, probably.
Okay. Fashionable and energetic. I love it. Combine both of those and put it in a pair of eyewear, and you're going to be killing the scene for sure. That's no doubt about that. Rose, I'm going to ask you the same question. I know you weren't on the stage getting the award, but you were at the show. You were at the Academy, right? You were at the award ceremony. What were you wearing that day? Do you recall? And what style transitions you were wearing? Oh, Rose, let's unmute you there.
Yes. So, So for the award ceremony, I do try to plan what I'm going to wear that would also work for the party after, and be ready for that. So, I think that I was wearing the same pair that I am now with, which is a Ray-Ban frame, okay. In the clear, and then I also have emerald in these. I love it when I go outside and with a clear frame, it really highlights the lenses too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one frame that I love and one color that I love, it was Dr. Chen. I believe you have this pink frame with like a pink mirror. I will never forget that style combination. Every time you wear that, it pops, right? Please tell me you wore that and you went to go see the Barbie movie, because I know everyone's been going crazy over that. Maybe it's ripped out and pink and all that other jazz. Have you done that yet? If not, please make it happen.
I will. I haven't done it yet, but soon.
Got to take pictures for us for sure. But no, this has been great. Rose, for those that want to prepare and maybe submit their name and take this journey and make an impact like these lovely stars that we have on the show today, you know, what's the process look like? How do they make that happen? If you don't mind sharing that a little bit.
Sure. And I did want to mention that, you know, of course, working with transitions and having innovative ways that you present it to your patients is one thing that we like to see. You know, how are you using some of the tools that we have, maybe, or coming up with your own ways? But we also look at some of our company values, like quality, education. What are you doing to service your patients in the community? Basically your patient care too. So there's lots, you know, it's not just all about the transitions product per se. So these are people that are all doing great things all around. So the process is pretty simple. You go to transitions.com/awards, transitionspro.com/awards. And you go there, and we have examples. We have some stories about previous winners. We have templates that you can download of the application. And just, it walks you through the process. And then watch for the announcement that we're open for submissions at the end of the year. So we'll be taking in Q4. We'll be taking the beginning of Q4. We'll be taking the submissions for the winners for this year, for 2023, which will then be awarded at our Academy in February next year in 2024.
I love it. I love it. Well, ladies, if you could give one last piece of advice when it comes to, just creating an impact in the eye care industry, especially through doctor patient, that optician patient interaction, what advice would you give to all our colleagues out there? Because clearly you two have made an impact, you've made a difference, and you've really helped patients live their best lives. So Dr. Jen, if you don't mind maybe sharing, what advice do you have to make an impact with that patient that's sitting in front of all of our colleagues day in and day out?
Yeah, this is something I always think about and I tell people about all the time, that when you're in healthcare, especially in eye care, you're an educator. Mm-hmm. So all you're doing is making a connection with the patient and giving them advice and recommendations, and also educating them on ways that they can improve their lifestyle, improve their visual comfort, improve their health, their vision, in so many different ways. So just remember that you have such an impact on somebody and you are an educator. They're coming to you because you're a specialist in your field and you know everything that you need to know that you can provide for them. So definitely providing the right information and being a resource for them.
I love it. I love it. Camilla, you're next up, my friend.
For me, I will say maybe play with colors. So don't hesitate to think outside the box by presenting other type of combination of color of frame and transition color. And also to lead the conversation with frame style during the frame selection. So you open the conversation at this point, they will know it exists, and then you will see with the needs of the clients what kind of transition it will need.
Yeah. And I don't know if everyone listening and watching has just made a connection of what just took place. You heard Rose discuss one of the core values of this organization is education. These two award winners have basically stated that they're all about education in order to make that impact, whether it's telling the patient what's going on and connecting the right lens solution or connecting them with the right color lens solution and the right type of transitions. But that's in the DNA in transitions. Friends, colleagues, we have great opportunity at our fingertips to make an impact and a change every single day. Partner with the right companies out there to help elevate your personal brand, your professional brand, but most importantly, to make sure that your patients have the right tools and resources to be successful. Friends, I greatly appreciate y'all hanging out with me today. This has been fantastic. I want everyone to go to transitionspro.com/awards, and I want you to sign up. I want you to elevate your personal brand so you can elevate the eye care industry as well. Thank you again, ladies. I look forward to seeing you at the next Transitions Academy. And hell, y'all got me ready to go out and submit my name. I feel like I'm about to run a president election or something like that. So I might have to jump into the mix since it's going to open up soon. But go to the website so you can read about it. The actual opportunity to click submit and all that will open up later on this year. But again, thank you so much for tuning in. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Stay healthy, stay positive, stay blessed, and most importantly, make an impact with innovative solutions like transitions. Until next time, peace.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars and make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020, and we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.